You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi. I thought this was a really, really important time to talk about something. This lovely young lady right here, Susan, is my patient. 7 days ago today, she had a facelift. And she's nice enough to come out and talk with us about this because we just finished seeing her postoperatively. But she said so many important things that I really wanted to like probe this a little bit more so that everybody that has been thinking about any kind of surgery, especially something like a facelift, would have an experience, hopefully, like Susan had. But she had one once before, and that's where I want to talk about the differences, especially from the patient's perspective of how she felt afterwards, how it went, and even the results following that. So Susan, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Tell me a little bit about the difference between this experience that was 7 days ago and the one you had
about approximately 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Okay. 10 years ago, I had a facelift, and I expected to look different after the facelift. After the surgery, I was in extreme pain. I was in pain for approximately, I would say, over 2 weeks, because I remember going back to work and still being careful where I put or place my head. And the results were, for me and for everybody that saw me, they asked me, why did you do what you did? Because you look the same. This time around, it's a whole different game.
That's so nice.
I woke up, I looked around, I realized I had a beautiful headpiece, but I wasn't in pain. I wasn't groggy. I spent my time, my brother came and picked me up. I went home, I took no pain pills. I ate soup. Because I'm old school and I listen to the thoughts.
Exactly.
And thank God. I mean, a week later, I'm ready to.
I can see. The day after.
Yes.
That's always amazing.
That too.
The day
that
after
too.
Surgery,
thank
she came dressed in a leather jacket like she was going to hop on a motorcycle. I got very scared. I looked out the window to make sure she wasn't on a motorcycle with leather boots.
Yes.
But I do think it's an important thing for everybody to hear that, like, especially when it comes to comparing things, people think that all facelifts are equal, or even getting an injectable where somebody goes, oh my God, I saw my girlfriend and she had these gigantic lips and they look awful.
But they forgot that's what she asked for.
True, that's exactly right. Or it's just a different person's
slant
on what they wanted. And also the person that they went to have the procedure done by may also be different. So
correct.
I think that's the important take home message is that we really could, hopefully everybody gets a wonderful patient like this. Whenever you would love to have patients like this, everybody would get somebody as wonderful as this. But the bottom line is we really do take our time to make sure that, you know, there really wasn't a lot of bruising.
No, there was no bruising.
Right.
There was no
stitches
bruising.
Came out now, not a lot of that. And your neck looks amazing.
Right. And there's
your jawline.
And beyond that, there was no pain. Recovery was quick
and
easy. And people shouldn't be afraid, and don't listen to your friend who had 10 years ago, because 10 years
because
later,
she told me,
it's a big difference.
We first met virtually on our first camera visit, and that's one of the things that you were really concerned about was the pain, because you remembered what it was like.
Oh yeah, it was horrific. It was horrific.
Right.
I mean, I was eating the oxycodone, you know, and then checking, well, I shouldn't take any more. You know, to make your eyes roll in your head so you go just go sleep so you're not in pain.
Right.
And this time around, thank you. Thank you.
I'm so happy.
Excellent.
Thank you. That's all we wanted to say. Thank you, Susan. But
you're welcome.
I thought it was really important to talk about facelifts and recovery.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.